And now this is a dictation for Julia Schmalbach, S-C-H-M-A-L, B as in boy, A-C-H. January 472. Address as a letter to Dr. Laines, L-A-Y-N-E-S, 779-7100. Dear Dr. Laines, a follow-up for Julia, stage 5 chronic kidney disease, prior history of lupus nephritis, last visit was in December. She's presently on the transplant list, University of Michigan, with monthly blood tests since June. Says to be eating well without nausea, vomiting, good urine output, no edema, denied chest pain palpitation, dyspnea, normal mental status. Her job has changed to less interaction with kids, which she finds very important as potential transplant high risk of infection. Review system done. She takes a long list of natural supplements. Takes nothing actively for blood pressure. At home, blood pressure 140 over 70. Today, 143.80. Weight 159. Negative physical exam. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. From May, creatinine is 3.8 for a GFR 13 at stage 5, anemia 10.4. Low normal ferritin, minor low sodium, a metabolic acidosis, normal potassium, nutrition, calcium, and phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 5. Long-term history of lupus, including lupus nephritis, although presently not active. At this moment, she's not interested on AV fistula. She's aware of modalities, including at-home peritoneal dialysis, in-center hemodialysis, at-home hemodialysis. It takes time for the AV fistula to mature. I'm very happy that she's on the transplant list, but she's aware without any active donor. The waiting list takes 5-6 years in Michigan. Very likely she will be on dialysis before that period of time. Agreeable for EPO treatment when hemoglobin hematocrit less than 10-30. There is mild metabolic acidosis, presently no bicarbonate replacement. Other chemistries are stable. Willing to do testing in a regular basis, plan to see her back on the next 4 months or early as needed.